Jerry Duncan, Jerry Duncan, 10:24:58. Today is the 15th of August. 66-year-old gentleman, been married 40 years, lives with his family, suffered a stroke about a year or so ago. Patient has been able to ambulate, get from couch to his wheelchair, but in the past month he's become very weak. He has contractures of the upper extremity on the left side, but he's no longer able to transfer. He's not able to walk. He has a wheelchair, but he hasn't been able to get in the wheelchair to go to bed, so he's been sleeping on the couch every night. He's also become bowel and bladder incontinent. He's more confused. His wife tells me he has not gone to see a doctor, the findings are consistent with a possible new stroke. He's losing weight. He's got no appetite. He's not interested in family affairs. He's more withdrawn. He's having a hard time mentating. And for this reason, he's been evaluated today for end-of-life care, period. Past medical problems, hypertension, seizure, BPH, now bowel and bladder incontinent, neuropathy, contractures, upper extremity, left side, chronic pain, severe spasm, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Surgeries, arm surgery, splenectomy because of an accident. Social, married 40 years, truck driver, originally from truck driver for Port of Houston, from Houston. Has a history of extensive ETOH and smoking in the past, but has not been doing that for some time. Since he had a stroke, his blood pressure has been more labile and has more pain and issues with mentation, as was mentioned, period, with decreased appetite, loss of weight. Family has added insure to his regimen, which is not working. He continues to lose weight. He's also developing a bed sore since he's not moving, had a stage one sacral bed sores at this time. Medication includes baclofen 10 milligram TID, Norco 10-325 three times a day, aspirin 81 milligram a day, Neurontin 300 milligram BID. Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day, nifedipine 60 milligram a day, Keppra 750 BID, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Senna for constipation, and Hydralazine 25 TID. Family history, mom and dad died of old age, but his wife says they both had strokes before they passed away. On exam, Jerry has a blood pressure 160 over 100, pulse is 92, respiration is 18. Low suicide 97%. Heart positive, swan positive, is 2 lungs, few ronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, obese, neck shows no JVD, skin shows 1 plus edema, partially because his leg had been dangling all day. Neurological left sided contracture, left sided paralysis noted. He's only oriented to person and place, not time at this time, which is a huge change in his condition. Assessment, here we have a 66-year-old gentleman with a previous history of stroke, now having trouble with swallowing, increased agitation, decreased mentation, aspiration. He's now bowel and bladder incontinent, no longer able to get up, no longer able to assist. He's become totally ADL dependent. He's now wears a diaper. He's not even able to get to his bed, only lays in his on the couch. He has hyperlipidemia, seizure disorder, BPH, bowel and bladder incontinence, severe pain related to contractures of the upper extremity, and constipation, to name a few, period. And you hear a guy from the past month, he's had weight loss, decreased appetite, confusion, and I suspect patients most likely is having multiple strokes related to his hypertension being out of control, period. I will discuss the findings with the medical director regarding increasing his hydralazine, also giving him an opioid holiday off his Norco, and maybe treating him with tramadol to make the medication more effective, because he's definitely having more pain, period. His BPH is an issue, of course. He has bowel and bladder incontinent, partially because of BPH, but I believe most of the part of the reason is also because of recurrent TIA versus lacunar strokes, secondary to his hypertension out of control. Patient's also developing a stage 2 decubitus ulcer on his sacrum. Nizoril will be added to his regimen in case there's a fungal component present as well. Thank you.